Wow, that's a lot of boys today. Look at that. Only two girls. What's going on? Good morning, guys, and happy Sabbath. Happy Sabbath. It's so good to see you again here. Today, I have a special guest for you guys. Do you you want to guess who it is? It's a man. It's a man. So that's a hint. William, don't say nothing. Do you want to guess, Benji? Guess who can be?
Jesus.
Jesus now. Oh, he's here. Welcome, sir. Can you please tell us your name?
My name is Jonah. Just Jonah.
Oh, all right, Jonah. I can see you're all wet still. Okay, let's start from the beginning. Jonah, God gave you a direct order. He said, go to the city of Nineveh and tell the people to stop doing the bad things they're doing. But you didn't go to Nineveh, did you?
Are you kidding? Nineveh was scary. I didn't want to go there. So I bought a ticket for a boat going to the exact opposite direction. Tarshish. Nice, quiet, miles away from where God wanted me.
All right. Did you hear what he said? Where did he go?
Tarshish.
Tarshish, that's right. God told him, Noah, I want you to go to Nineveh, please. And he said, oh, no, that's too scary. You were so scared, huh? No, Jonah. Yes. So he was being a runner. But you can't outrun God, Jonah, can you? Can you tell the kids what happened out in the water?
Oh, the waves, the wind. A massive storm hit the boat. The sailors were so scared that they were throwing cargo overboard. I knew it was my fault. You know why? Because I was running away from God. So I told them, just throw me into the ocean and the storm will stop.
You told them that? Can you believe that? He told them, throw me away in the ocean. And did they do it?
Like a sack of potatoes. Splash! It was totally quiet as soon as I hit the water.
And then,
I saw it.
You saw it? You saw what?
A huge, enormous, a mouth as the size of a garage.
Oh my.
God sent a giant fish to swallow me whole. 1 second, I was swimming. The next, chomp. It went pitch black.
Wow, fascinating. And what was living inside a fish like?
I can
smell something, actually.
Smelly. It smells like a rotten shrimp and old gym socks.
Ew.
There was fish slime everywhere. You see? I still have some. Do you want to touch it? Ew, that's nasty. All over
all
me.
All slimy.
I have seaweed in my hand, on my body. It was dark. It was gross. And I was stuck there for 3 whole days.
Wow. How many days, guys? 3 whole days. Have anybody here been stuck in a well 3 days before? No? What about a room for 3 days, dark? No? That must be scary, huh? Yeah, 3 days in the dark. What does a guy do in a situation like that, Jonah?
Well, you know what I did? I pray.
Good job.
I sat in the fish slimy, and I apologized to God. I said, God, I messed up. I'm sorry for running away. If you save me, I will do whatever you want me.
Wow. And what happened next?
Well, it must have given the fish a massive stomachache because on the third day, the fish swam right up to the shore, opened its mouth, and bleh, it spit me out right into the dry sand.
Wow. Well, because Jonah prayed to God, God listened to Jonah, right? And he commanded that big fish to go spit him out. So, let's see. It was gross, but it was effective. So what are you going to do now, Jonah?
Well, I'm going to wash the fish slime off.
Yes, please.
And I'm going straight to Nineveh to obey God's word.
All right. So Jonah learned the hard way that we can't run away from God. But he also learned that God gives second chances. Our God is a God who loves to forgive us. And he loves us too, right?
Exactly. You can try to hide from God, but he always knows where you are, and he never stops loving you, even when you made a giant slimy mistake.
Well said, Jonah. Now, please go take a shower because you smell like tuna.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Goodbye, guys.
All right. Well, I hope you guys learned something about Jonah today. Don't be stubborn, okay? When your parents say something, just do it. They know better. Especially when God says something, do it, okay? It's always best to obey. Who wants to pray? Jaden, come here. No? Jamie? No. Who want to pray? Anybody? Jeremy? Come on, Jeremy. I'll help you.
Dear Jesus, thank you for this step. And thank you for church in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, guys. You may go back to your seats.